Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Joining us online is Mark Morgan, former acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection and former chief of U.S. Border Patrol. Mark, thanks so much for joining the show. I really appreciate it.
Ben, thanks for having me this morning.
So let's talk about this border bill that is now being considered by the Senate. It looks like it's pretty much DOA in the House. It may not even come up for a vote in the Senate. But what do you make of the border bill? Because we're hearing some sort of conflicting reports. Obviously, people that I like and trust, people like Brandon Judd over at Customs and Border Protection, he's at the Border Patrol Union. He has said that the bill is better than nothing. I look at the bill, I don't see it ending catch and release. I don't see it really giving the president abilities he doesn't already have. And it seems to sort of legitimize in backdoor way stuff that's already happening, that's already illegal. What do you make of the bill?
Ben, I couldn't have said it better myself, what you just said. I agree. And look, with Brandon Judd, I'm a little confused myself. I agree with most of what he has said the past few years about the chaos and lawlessness at the border. But I'm going to go with what President Trump said. These are President Trump's words. He said, only a fool would vote for this horrendous bill. The Speaker of the House, Johnson, has said it's a no-go. It's a non-starter. And I completely agree. I think what's frustrating for me is what you said. One, the president already has the authorities to shut down the border today. He used his pen to dismantle the network of tools and authorities we had under President Trump that led to the most secure border. He could take the same pen and reinstate them, like the asylum cooperative agreements with all three Northern Triangle countries, the remain in Mexico, building the wall. Ben, you know him. We could go on. If he did all those things, you would see a reduction of 85% of illegal immigration overnight. In addition to this, what you said is right. It actually codifies many of Biden's unlawful and open border policies. Well, that will actually make it more difficult for a conservative president that's actually serious about protecting, securing, defending our border.
Yeah, Mark, one of the things that some proponents of the bill have suggested is that the one area where it does seem to make things stronger is the definition of asylum. So right now, if you arrive at the southern border and you throw up your hands and you say, I fear to go back to my home country, then you're immediately processed, basically, and led into the country within 72 hours. Apparently, what the bill does, and I've read it, is it sort of changes the standards that you now not only have to demonstrate that you're persecuted in your home country, you also have to demonstrate you couldn't move somewhere else in your home country or that you couldn't remain in one of the countries that you passed through. The problem for me is the implementation. So right now, if you throw up your hands and you claim, I fear to go back to my home country, if that's enough to let you into the country pending a further hearing that you never arrive at, then why couldn't you just say a little bit more? Why couldn't you just throw up your hand and say, I fear to go back to my home country. I can't relocate inside my own home country because I'm persecuted. And I can't relocate in Mexico because they won't let me be a citizen and the drug cartels are going to follow me. Just make up an excuse. Just say the new magic open sesame words. And then same sort of thing happens. The Border Patrol agents are now under Joe Biden forced to process you and let you in on your own recognizance because catch and release has not been ended by anything remotely like this. Plus the 5,000 limit that they're drawing. It doesn't actually say that there's a 5,000 limit to the number of people entering the country. It just says at 5,000, you can stop processing people at places other than the ports of entry, meaning that you can still go right to the port of entry and you can make the same exact claim. Not only that, the drug cartels will just keep it at 4,999 for the foreseeable future, or alternatively, they'll overwhelm it at 5,000. The actual emergency protocols require that the Secretary of Homeland Security in the first year cannot use this emergency authority to shut it down for more than 270 days. And then that drops to 225 and then it drops to 180, which means that if they just keep overwhelming the border, eventually they exhaust the emergency authority of the Department of Homeland Security. And you have to let 10,000 people in a day.
Ben, I tell you, your producer should take what you just said and put that audio over and have the speaker play that on the floor of the House. What you just said is exactly correct. That's what's actually in the bill. And what you highlight on the asylum is something that's very important, and it's contained throughout this bill, is that it appears they have some language that appears good, but then when you read the fine print, there's more exceptions and more exemptions that actually overrides the rule and makes it meaningless, like asylum, for example. So at start, that sounds really good, but guess what it actually does? It actually codifies the Mayorkas Biden asylum rule right now that 12 states are suing against, and ironically, including Oklahoma, where Senator Lankford is a senator at, because what it does is it dismantles the complete adversarial system. ICE attorneys cannot cross-examine or provide evidence to show counter to what the illegal alien claims. It removes the independent review from a judge. It puts all the authority on just the asylum officer. That's absurd. And that's what this bill does throughout. And with respect to the threshold, I've been in law enforcement for 35 years, Ben. I've seen prosecutorial thresholds established again and again and again. And every time they fail, for the very reason you just said, criminal organization will adjust to the threshold, just as cartels will. So they'll continue to push 4,999 across the border every single day to not enact that break glass emergency authority. I mean, we know that that's what's going to happen. And the other thing that I'll say about that is, so let's just go. I don't believe in thresholds, but let's say sake of compromise, you needed a threshold. Why would you pick 5,000, Ben? I mean, 5,000 is already catastrophic. You're already overwhelmed. Why not go back to what Jay Johnson said, the secretary under President Obama and then Vice President Biden, when he said 1,000 is a bad day? So if you think you have a threshold, why don't you pick a manageable threshold of 1,000 a day where the Border Patrol can actually manage that and still do a hell of a lot better of securing, defending, and protecting our border?
I mean, it seems like politically the goal here, and you can see by the reactions to the border bill, the goal for Democrats is to get Republicans to sign on to pretty much anything so they can then claim that Republicans are part of the problem. As long as Republicans don't sign on to a bill like this, then this is Joe Biden's problem. Again, he has the authority to do everything that we're currently talking about. Again, the biggest fixes would be remain in Mexico or actual detention in border facilities. And one of the things that people are saying about this border bill is, oh my gosh, look, it's adding new units. There'll be 50,000 units. They already have 34,000, not using any of them. I mean, they're just letting people into the country. Again, the time period between when people arrive on the border, and I went and visited the border, but the time period between when a person arrives on the southern border and literally hits a button. There's a sign at the San Miguel gate. You hit a button and it says, would you like Border Patrol assistance? It's like the bellboy. You hit the button. Border Patrol picks you up. They take you to a detention center. Within a week, you're in the country. They're flying you anywhere you want from the Tucson airport. You know, the only difference, presumably, in this particular bill would be nothing. I mean, like, they're not right. Using the beds they currently have. They're not it explicitly says it's not going to overrun, for example, the Flores settlement, which it could. The Flores settlement is what prevents families from being detained together. It says that you have to release kids. And then as soon as you release the kids in order to reunite the family, you end up releasing the parents as well. The Flores settlement remains in place. And it seems to me that the political idea for Democrats here is very simple. They have a border crisis. It redounds really badly for Joe Biden in the polling. Get Republicans to sign off on a thing so he can then claim that he has come up with a bipartisan solve for this and take it off the table for Trump.
Yeah, so I agree with you, Ben. And really what Senator Lankford did, look, I'm not trying to impugn his motives, but we're just talking about fact. He handed the Democrats a victory because either way, if they pass it, what you said, I agree with. If they don't, now they get to claim, well, look, we had a bipartisan bill that was good to go, but the Republicans ended it and stopped it. So he literally handed them a victory. And what's frustrating about it, Ben, and I know you've talked about this before, H.R. 2. 270 days ago, the House passed the strongest border security legislation that's ever been passed. It was the pathway to secure the borders, and it goes over. But what happens? Chuck Schumer sits on it and doesn't allow it to go to the floor. So why did the Republicans start negotiating with ourselves when we had H.R. 2? That's what we should have put on the floor through the Senate, and they didn't do it. It was a big fail. And real quick, to foot stomp on what you've raised, it's critically important. Ben, I agree with you. This bill does not do the one thing that we have to do. It doesn't stop catch and release. And Senator Lankford's, again, I'm not going to impugn his motives, but I am going to impugn his statements. He says that this ends catch and release. It's a lie. It does not end catch and release. What they develop on page 116 of the bill, I know people aren't going to read 360 pages like I did, but look, page 116 of the bill, it actually says they develop a new process. It's called provisional non-custodial detention, right? And so what that says is anybody can be enrolled in this non-custodial detention, which means they're going to be released. In fact, on page 116, it says any alien, adult, head of household that is enrolled in this non-custodial detention new process, quote, shall be released. It's going to change nothing except actually tell the cartels how they should meter themselves to actually prevent the emergency authority from being mandated.
I mean, one of the things that really is amazing about this is I think people in America, when we think of the border, they tend to think of it the way that the border actually was maybe 30 years ago, 40 years ago, where effectively individual coyotes were being paid by people to smuggle them across the border. I don't think they understand how well organized this entire business is along the border. This is a multi-billion dollar business for the drug cartels. The drug cartels are in complete control of human trafficking at the border. It's not independent people who are rushing the border looking for a work permit to work at in a field somewhere. What you have are the drug cartels that are manipulating the system. They literally drive up in trucks loaded with illegal immigrants in place number one, and then make money off every one of those people who they are putting into the system. And they do that in order to draw Border Patrol agents from the rest of the border, because they now have to go deal with those people. And that's when they rush all of the actual threats to the country, security threats, fentanyl threats. They rush those across the unoccupied border. You know, the drug cartels are incredibly sophisticated. They're sophisticated to the point that they know the stations and shifts for each individual Border Patrol member in certain areas of the border. As I've said before, I mean, we just did a border documentary available at Daily Wire. We went down to the border and we're just sitting there and you can see an actual drone from the Mexican drug cartels on the American side of the border monitoring us, because they know that our car doesn't belong there. And they're wondering who the hell that is. I mean, that's how sophisticated their operation is.
Yeah, Ben, that's exactly right. And this is a good point that we don't talk enough about. I think a lot of people in this country have the misunderstanding that the Mexican cartels, they're just operating in Mexico and, you know, they're just doing drugs. But that's absolutely false. They operate in over 50 countries. They're in every state in our country. And as you said, I've been there on the border multiple times as you. And I've actually stood on a mountaintop where the cartels, in 2 miles into the United States, had set up an observation post so they could do exactly what you said. They're actually tracking with sophisticated surveillance technology the movements of Border Patrol so they could, just what you said, flood that one zone with illegal aliens. When Border Patrol responded, it left areas to the right and left wide open, and that's when drugs, criminals, and national security threats came through. And right now, their efforts with respect to human smuggling are so profitable that a lot of these smuggling operations, they're stopping the drugs, or at least downsizing, and they're just going with human smuggling because it's so easy and so profitable under this administration. Just give you a real quick data point. In 2018, the smuggling operations were about, I would say, $500 million. Right now, it's about $14 billion annual revenue just on human smuggling.
That's Mark Morgan, former acting commissioner of CBP and former chief of U.S. Border Patrol. Mark, really appreciate the time.
You bet. Thanks, Ben.
All righty, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here tomorrow with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. Get to more on this in just a moment. First, in a world filled with uncertainties, you need to be prepared for any possibility. You need My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is your trusted partner for emergency preparedness. They're the country's largest preparedness company. They're more than equipped to stock your shelves. Whether we're talking natural disaster, sudden emergency, or unforeseen circumstances, My Patriot Supply's high-quality food storage solutions ensure you and your loved ones are always well-fed no matter what comes your way. Stock up on all the food kits your family needs at preparewithben.com. Right now, you'll get $200 off a much-needed 3-month emergency supply from My Patriot Supply. Their 3-month ready hour emergency food supply provides delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners that last up to 25 years in storage. You can even customize your supply with a mega protein kit with real meat or gluten-free options. These kits provide over 2,000 calories every day. They're simple to prepare. Just add water and heat and then eat. If you order by 3 p.m., your food kit will ship fast on the same day with free shipping. You get it. You put it in your closet, forget about it, and then, God forbid, something goes wrong, you're already ready. Go to preparewithben.com for $200 off your 3-month emergency supply. That's preparewithben.com, preparewithben.com.
Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
We'll get to more on this in just one moment. First, $20 barely gets you anything these days. You can't even fill your gas tank or get a burger and fries for less than $20. But do you know what $20 will get you? From the cell phone company I use, Pure Talk, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as your current cell phone provider, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can switch to Pure Talk and keep the phone and phone number you currently use, or you can take advantage of their great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids, making the switch incredibly easy. Their U.S. customer service team can help you join Pure Talk in as little as 10 minutes. Choose to spend your hard-earned money with a wireless company that shares your values, supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on those fake news networks. So stop spending a ridiculous amount of money on your phone plan. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro right now. My listeners can get an additional 50% off their very first month of coverage. That's puretalk.com/Shapiro. Again, start saving money on your phone plan today with people who actually like you. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro and start saving.